Shut up and sit down.
What up, everybody? Welcome to another episode here at Electrical Code Academy. My name is Paul Abernathy. I am the CEO and founder of Electrical Code Academy Incorporated, and I'm also the administrator of the CMECP program, that is the Certified Master Electrical Code Professional Program. So I want to thank you for listening to this podcast today. I know there's a lot of podcasts out there, and hopefully you've listened to all of our podcasts that we have on all the different platforms, whether it's Spreaker, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Deezer. I don't know. There's so many different platforms that you can listen to. I listen to a lot of my podcasts using my Alexa device. I listen to those, and again, it's usually connected to Spotify. But there's so many ways you can listen to the show. If you want to get a list of all the possible locations that you can listen, go over to electricianlive.com. You can see that under Electrify, and we have different channels there that you can check out as well. But again, thanks for wherever you listen from. We appreciate you listening. So on today's episode, I want to talk a little bit. I'm gonna go into this little discussion on the CMECP program today. I just wrapped up this morning with a bunch of wonderful guys, by the way, who are part of our CMECP advisory board. So Joe Bellatoni, Marty Schumacher, Todd Sheppers, Neil Burdick, Greg Taylor. And we had a candidate who made it to the end on that 5-on-1, and they were, you know, in the hot seat today. And people ask me a lot of questions still about the CMECP program because, again, I'm the first one to admit that I am a poor promoter of a program that I think is probably potentially one of the most important programs in our electrical industry. As you all know, there's a decline in people joining things like IAEI that's starting to really wane out, and people, you know, participation in that. But there was really, you know, NFPA and all that, nobody has anything for National Electrical Code. Until we came about and I got the trademarks and I developed the program for the CMECP program, there really wasn't anything out there. I mean, once you get your master license, that's it. And at the end of the day, if you want to take your game to the next level and you want to constantly stay in the learning mode, then the CMECP program is what it's all about. And so it's constantly improving. We take feedback from members, so far, every candidate that goes through it, really, I mean, 100%. And you can ask them. Go ahead and ask them. And if you email us, I'll be more than happy to give you some references to different CMECPs. You can ask them yourself. The thing about the program, unlike any other program, is that it has prerequisites. The prerequisites are basically you have to be a master's license or equivalent. Or you have to go through a program that establishes your knowledge of the National Electrical Code. So then all we're doing in our program is quantifying that. Just nothing makes me more upset is when electrical inspectors, building officials, electricians on forums are jacking on somebody and they don't provide a reference. It's probably because they don't know. And nothing really irks me more than to have people on forums who act like they're an expert, but they really haven't done anything else to contribute to the industry. They just sit on a bunch of forums. I know they're going to say they're busy, they don't got the time, whatever. We're not interested in you in a CMECP. So CMECPs have to be able to manage their time. They have 6 months to complete a program. They have to go through the program, obviously meet the prerequisites. They go through the program. They have to pass the program, okay? A very high level of standard of requirement. And you only get to take the exams a few times, and then you're either locked out. So again, you've got to be very dedicated to the material. And all we're doing is quantifying what you should know at the level that you should be at in order to be considered a certified master electrical code professional. That's it. So, you know, my thing is that many industries should embrace it. Many contracting, large contracting firms should embrace it. It should be the basis for advancement, should be the basis for approval. I don't think it has any place in pre-licensing. I don't think it has any place in continuing education. That is not what this is about. This is to quantify your knowledge of the National Electrical Code, but to also understand that you know how to dissect it, understand it, communicate it, teach it, and share the message. That's what the CMECP is all about. So it's not for everybody. And anybody out there that has a negative opinion of it, I can 100% guarantee you, 100% guarantee you that they've never been through it. They either, for some reason, don't like me, but they don't understand the concept. So take the whatever they say as a grain of salt, because at the end of the day, you need to ask people that have been through it and experienced it. So the CMECP, again, I will do this episode, and of course they'll probably know by the time this episode airs, that our latest CMECP passed with flying colors, the final stage, and is our latest, our newest certified master electrical code professional. So, you know, we'll be in the process of getting their seals out to them, their lapel pins out to them that signifies they'll be able to use the CMECP in their name, their acronym. They'll be able to use it in any promotions. They'll be able to use it in any publications. They'll be able to use it on anything they want to help promote them and being a CMECP. So some of the questions that I get that I field, again, being the administrator of the program, if I could dissect it out and not be the administrator of it and have this go to even bigger and become broader and step back, I would. But sometimes you need somebody that steers the ship. And so I have to field these questions. So I'm going to field a couple of them because, again, I do get tired of seeing them, but it is what it is. I get it. First of all, a question that usually comes in from it says, isn't this a money grab by Paul? And the answer to that is, go look at the cost. Go look and see what you're getting. And notice that I have not required renewals for anybody that's a CMECP since the program started. So if it was a money grab, that would be the thing. Also, the level of getting into the program would be so much lower if it was just a money grab, going for the masses. We are not. Latest statistics on 2021. The latest statistics of that Brittany has given me is 15 candidates have gone through, and only three have been successful. And one of those three really wasn't 2021, so actually rolled into 2022, but we're going to say that it was 2021. So this is not like you get hundreds of people, although I would love to see more because I think it is, to me, it's the benchmark. There's nothing else for the National Electrical Code. Think about that for a second. If you're complacent or you're just happy you got your master's and that's all you care about, then, you know, God bless you. That might be all you need. But if you want to test your skills, you want to be better, you want to be in a collection of individuals like a family, you know that you can come to them. You know that you can present anything you want. You can have professional discussions. You know, I enjoy the interaction with the CMECPs. I enjoy it. And it's limited because, again, it's all relevant to when the students get to that final stage. But, you know, when they submit their questions, we back and forth. I mean, I had a great email conversation with Marty Schumacher, which is on the committee. It's just I value those communications with people, that the highly intelligent people, like I think the folks that are on our committee are highly intelligent. I think every CMECP that makes it through there has just elevated their game. That's my opinion. And you might say, well, sure it would be, Paul, because you run the program. You don't understand. If that's what you think, you really don't get it. And I'm not being disrespectful. You don't get it. I notice how people say we don't want to create legacies and what's your legacy. When it comes to the CMECP, that is something that I'm truly trying to create a legacy, because I think that's what the industry needs. I think we need electrical code professionals. And I think this is very hyper-focused on national electrical code professionals. And that's why I created the program. That's why we developed the process, the procedures, the criteria. And if you make it through it, in the 6 months that you have to make it, then you have achieved something. So, you know, so if you're interested in the CMEC program, you're interested in testing yourself, taking not what you think you know, but validating what you actually know, and not taking it personal if you don't know something. We all don't know it all. But the effort of the CMECP program is to push you. It's to push you in your knowledge. If you're already somebody that's a code geek, I mean, you're just into the code, this is a no-brainer for you. Because this is going to get you in a structured program that really tests you. You have a certain number of exams you have to pass. And I will tell you, okay, you have 20 exams you have to pass, 3 final exams you have to pass. You have competency exams you have to pass on every unit of the program. That's a lot of tests, okay? And once you get through all of those, then you have a proctored exam. The exam is recorded and it's kept in our files in case anybody needs it, in case you're using it in promotion and somebody doesn't believe that you actually sat and did it. We keep all those records. They're all kept and backed up, not only in physical form on a drive, but also in the cloud. So we have those and we keep those. So it's every moment of your proctored exam is videotaped. You can't leave. You're right there. Everything's on camera. In fact, we don't give you the questions ahead of time. You only get them fed by the proctor. So there's no way for you to pre-study for this. There's no way for you to practice it. There's no way for you to cheat. It's just impossible. It can't happen. So once you get past that stage, you've got the what I like to say, the glorious 5-on-1, which is not designed to knock you down to the beginning and say, well, you failed this stage. You do have to answer the questions. And those questions are generated by the review board members individually, not by me. I have no involvement in those questions, okay, when it comes to creating them. I might have input on them when I comment back about it, because we have to be fair in how we ask the question. But at the end of the day, I don't make the decision whether or not they were happy or not happy with their question, okay? Now, sometimes during the meetings, the body language and really don't have to ask the review board member whether or not they were happy with the answer that the candidate gave, because it ends up being very obvious. Plus, there's a reason why I ask all of the CMECP review board members to share their question and their answer with me, so that I also know that in case I can't get back in touch with them for whatever reason, that I see the answer, and if the candidate answered it and provided that I know that basically what their answer is going to be is yes, we were very satisfied with the candidate's response, right? So there's a lot of thought that went into this. I will say this about the review members. I could not have a greater bunch of reviewers. I'm telling you what, Joe, Marty, Todd, Neil, and Greg. Now, Todd is not an official CMECP. He's filling a spot that has come vacant, and he was a fill-in. But obviously, in his performance today was stellar, and it very much embodies what a CMECP is all about. So I am going to present to the... Another change that we made for the 2022 was the vote has to come from the review board members, not from me. Now, Joe, Marty, Neil, Greg, they can nominate somebody for this to be a member of CMECP. And if they're not already somebody that's been through the program, then they have to nominate it, and then we have to validate their experience and time. The ones that are on there that I've verified originally were based on my experience with them and my knowledge of their credentials, and that goes a long way. But currently, any of the review board members could nominate a candidate to take the place of one that is no longer on the board, whether it's through death or whether it's through just not in the industry anymore or generally doesn't have the time. However that takes place, in this case, Todd was a former CMECP. Well, not former. He is a CMECP. And I stepped up and he had to fill a spot because, again, as I tell people, I do not want to be the ones asking the questions. This is not me. So Greg couldn't be in attendance. So I proxy. We have a proxy rule now that we put in last year, whereas I can ask Greg's question. Neil was not able to make it at the last minute because of some emergency with some inspectors in Florida. So he had sent me his question. But Todd was there. Marty was there. Joe was there. I was there. And I proxied the questions for Neil and Greg. So that's a proxy rule. But they were not my questions. I am not involved in that. And they had to meet the answer that Greg and Neil provided, as well as Todd, Marty, and Joe. And so it was a great session. And I'm always astonished that these gentlemen give up their Saturday morning to be with me and to do this, because it's not about me. And I think that I think it was Marty that said it. It's not about me. It's about the candidate. And that's what I love about Marty and all these guys, is that it is truly about passing this knowledge on and helping other people achieve their goals. And that, what I think, separates a CMECP from everybody else. If you're one of those guys, it's a snarky, nasty person that sits on those message boards and all you can do is start trouble and argue. And the moment that somebody asks a question, you jump down your throat. Trust me, do me a favor. Don't even think about being a CMECP, because we don't want you. We don't want you at all. We want nothing to do with you. Nothing. But if you're somebody that loves to increase your knowledge and you want to help other people, and that is your goal, is to spread the mission of better electrically educated professionals and really carry this on, and then you are what we're looking for as a CMECP. Is the process easy? Absolutely not. Is it memorable? Absolutely so. Every member that has made it through the program will tell you that. And unsolicited, you can ask any of them. It's a sense of true accomplishment when you finish it. And it's the way it is for anything, right? If you accomplish something, there's always something at the end. You're like, I accomplished that. Because you are tested. Okay? Does that mean we know it all? Absolutely not. Does that mean we learn every day? Absolutely. That mean we're going to continue to learn? Absolutely. And I think any of those guys, Marty, Joe, Todd, Neil, Greg, could come to me and ask me anything. And it wouldn't matter how basic it is or how complicated it is. They're my peers. And I would afford them the exacting respect that they deserve. And that is to give an opinion or have a professional discussion. You don't get that on these message boards. I'm going to tell you right now. All you get is chest beating and whatnot. So we're not interested in that. So this CMECPs, how you use it, how you promote it, how you share it, how you use it in your daily life, how you use it to get a job, promotion, advancement, show leadership qualities, show that you're the go-to person for that company. However you utilize it, just know that we here at the corporate office will keep the information always there. We will always validate it to anybody that wants to inquire about it on your behalf, because I believe in the program. I truly think that if you're a master electrician out there or equivalent, and you're still a code nerd, you're still in the code, this is the designation for you. And again, we make it as affordable as humanly possible. In fact, I can tell you right now, we've had this program now for 4 years. I have not once sent out renewal notices to renew it after 2 years. In fact, I'm very proud of that. We have been able to absorb it and be able to do that. But in that same sense, I am the first to admit, done a very poor job of promoting it. I wear so many hats that anybody that wears a lot of hats, something has to slack. And so when it comes to promoting the CMECP, I'm a slacker. I think it's the greatest program out there, even more so than my fast tracks. I think the concept of taking people and making them a professional in this sense and give them credibility to it is important. Now, there are a lot of educators out there that say, well, no, I'm not going to get involved in that, or nope, I'm not going to tie myself to Paul or whatnot. If that's your choice and that's what you think, then please do not ever do it. Never do it. because it has nothing to do with me. So I am just somebody that just trying to carry the message. That's all. So if you're interested in the program, go to mycmecp.com. That's mycmecp.com. Read it. You have any questions about it, you can email me, you can call me, you can ask me about it. But it is the one thing that can validate your electrical code knowledge. So you might be comfortable and say, I don't need to validate it. I'm good. That's perfectly fine. But in my mind, what does a master electrician do? I mean, I can go take the ICC exams, E1, E2, E3, but then where do I stop? I mean, is that it? So the CMECP is, to me, the pinnacle of an electrical code professional. I'm not a plumber. I'm not a mechanical guy. Okay, I'm not a builder. I'm an electrical code guy. So that is the process of a CMECP. Not to mention it's time management. You got 6 months. You got all these stages. Life gets in the way. Life gets in the way. The majority of the CMECPs that fail are not because they're not sharp individuals. It's life gets in the way and they don't have enough time to finish the program on time, and we won't extend the program. 6 months, you got to be done. At least you got to be done the written part, the study part. Not the proctored and not the final 501. That we're flexible with that. But the material, you have to be done, all those tests and everything, all that has to be done in that six-month period. Can you do it in 3 months? Absolutely. Absolutely. Can you do it in 2 months? Absolutely. I would say don't rush it, because if you start failing some of the quizzes, you're going to have a problem because you can only take them up to 3 times. Okay? So at the end of the day, it's a lot of material. Nobody's trying to trick you. Nobody's trying to give you scenarios that are just complicated to the point where it's opinion driven or you don't know all the details. It's very cut and dry. It teaches the what you need to know as a code professional, and then where necessary, advances on that to give you other insight that you can be that true code professional. So if I could isolate it out and take it away from me and put it into some other corporation and whatever and partner up with a big company or some association in order to expand the mission, I would do it in a heartbeat, because I think that I've developed it into a way that it adds credibility to the process. And again, there's a lot of electrical educators out there. I am no different than anybody else. I am not claiming anything other than that. I'm just saying that sometimes you have to create stuff that you think that you're going to give back to the industry. And the CMECP was that for me. Certainly not about the money. In fact, we heavily discount it for candidates that want to get in the CMECP program. You know, there's just so many upsides and so many benefits to the program. And at the end of the day, it's increasing your knowledge. How can you go wrong with that? Now, again, if you choose you don't need it, then that's fine. You don't need it. Don't knock it. You just don't need it. You don't even know how it works. But if you really want to test your knowledge and you really are tired of people, just snotty people on forums and all, and you want to communicate with people of like interest and that type of thing, then the CMECP program's for you. And so I encourage you to visit mycmecp.com. Read about it. Ask yourself, is this for you? And if it's for you, go on and submit the application. Get into the program. Everything will be verified. And you got 6 months to finish the written part. And we're there for you the whole way. If you have any questions, we're there. But this is very much on you to test your ability, your knowledge, and teach you something along the way, validate your experience, and take your game to the next level. How you want to use it, it's up to you. We're not into pre-licensing. This is already assumed that you're already a master or equivalent. We're not. If you're into it just to get credits for license renewal or whatever, then we don't want you. That's not what this is about. It's certainly not. Okay? So at the end of the day, how you promote it is up to you and how you use it. But one thing is you'll walk away with the enhanced knowledge of putting you through the test. Ask any of the CMECPs that have been through the program. Ask them. Ask Todd. Ask Joe. Ask our newest one, Jason. Okay? Ask Ken, been through the program. Okay? Ask these individuals. Because the majority of the people do not make it through the program. Not because of how hard it is, but because of time management. And I like to think that CMECPs are typically leaders, owners. They have to be very keenly focused on time management. And so we put a lot of emphasis on this time management concept, right? So anyway, that's kind of what we wanted to talk about today, the CMECP. I'm excited. Jason, congratulations. You did amazing through the program. I am proud to call you a peer. And welcome you into the brotherhood, because we have no women in it yet, so I'm encouraging you women to get involved. Welcome to the brotherhood of CMECP, and wear it well. Your seals will be in the mail, your lapel pins will be in the mail, and we encourage you to use it anywhere you can to help promote the system and promote the program. And if you're out there and you're a owner of a business and you have electricians that work for you, you want to give yourself an upper edge, your company an upper edge, then think about the CMECP program. I will do my best to keep promoting it, and hopefully it will catch on even more, and people will realize that it is the pinnacle, all right? And that's what we're trying to achieve. And if you don't know anything about the program, save your comments to yourself because you have no idea. In fact, there's a 100% chance that you don't even know me. So at the end of the day, welcome, Jason, Joe, Marty, Todd, Neil, Greg. Thank you very much for being on the review board and contributing your time. And again, if you want any more questions or want any more info about it, go to mycmecp.com and you can find out more information about it. So till next time, folks. Stay safe. God bless.
Shut up and sit down.